Welcome to D&D College. In this lesson, we're building a DJ-friendly think-break switch-up in Ableton Lev 12 for jungle and old-school D&B vibes. The aim is not just to break the loop and add energy. The aim is to create a switch that feels intentional, sounds nasty in the right way, and still lands cleanly enough that a DJ could actually mix through it. This kind of move usually lives at the end of an 8, 16, or 32-bar phrase. It might be a break edit, a stop, a fill, or a halftime interruption that resets the listener before the drop comes back in. That matters in D&B because the style thrives on contrast. You want programmed power against breakbeat chaos. You want control and disruption at the same time. And technically, you need the low end to stay readable, or the whole thing can smear and lose impact in the club. So let's build this like a proper arrangement event, not just a loop trick. Start with a section that already works. A clean 8-bar loop is ideal. Drums, bass, and any main hook should be stable enough that you can hear the home grid clearly. Then set locators or markers on your 4-bar points so you're thinking in phrases, not just individual bars. For a think-break switch-up, the best place is usually the last 4 bars of a 16-bar phrase, or the final 2 bars before a drop returns. What to listen for here? Can you already feel where the phrase wants to breathe? If the main loop still feels weak before you switch it, the switch-up won't sound like a contrast. It'll just sound like confusion. Now pull in a break with readal character, an amen-style chop, a think-type pattern, or any dusty break with ghost notes and shuffle will work well. Don't overclean it too early. The attitude is in the mid-range transients, in the tiny imperfections, in the little pushes and pulls that make jungle feel alive. A really solid starting chain in Ableton is a Q8, then drum bus, then saturator, and maybe glue compressor if the break needs a bit of glue. Use EQA to high-pass the break if it's fighting the kick or sub. Around 120 to 180 Hz is a sensible place to start. Then use drum bus for a bit of drive and transient shape. Keep saturator mild at first, just enough grit to bring out the ghost notes. If you compress, do it gently. You want cohesion, not flattened identity. Why this works in D&B is simple. The break has to communicate rhythm first. If you clean it too much, you erase the jungle DNA. If you overprocess it, you lose the backbeat and the sere spine that make the phrase readable. From there, cut the break into a bar-based idea. Don't randomize everything. Build a 4-bar phrase and let it arc naturally. A strong shape is to establish the break identity in bar 1. Add variation in bar 2. Thin it out or create a fill in bar 3. And then pre-resolve in bar 4. That gives the listener a sense of direction. What to listen for? Can you clap the 4-bar arc and still know where bar 1 begins? If the phrase count disappears, simplify. In DJ-friendly D&B, the count matters. The listener can be surprised, but they should not be lost. Now we get to the real think-break feeling, and this is important. The classic move is not just more drums. It's controlled density. It's a temporary drop in information, followed by an unexpected re-entry. That means you can take the full break away for half a bar or a bar, then bring back chopped ghosts, hats, and snare pickups with a little space around them. Or, if you want it darker and more aggressive, you can keep a fragment of the break alive and make the switch feel like the system is stumbling rather than pausing. Choose the cleaner version if you want more DJ readability and classic jungle flavor. Choose the heavier version if you want a darker roller vibe and a more violent transition. Either way, the think part is really about negative space. A switch-up gets stronger when you stop trying to fill every subdivision. That's a big one. Too much density kills the effect. If every tiny space is occupied, the ear stops hearing a phrase change and just hears drum spam. Now shape the switch up so it sits in the mix. Use EQ8 again to keep the break out of the sub range. Tame any harshness around 3 to 6 kHz if the hats or snares get pokey. Then use drum bus to push the break a little harder if needed. Just be careful with the boom control. In D&B, too much boom muddies the kick and sub relationship fast. If the break is supposed to feel dusty and old, let a little saturation speak. If it's meant to sit under a heavy modern bass, keep the texture tighter and cleaner. The goal is not perfection. The goal is pressure and clarity. Now make a low-end decision. During the switch-up, either remove the sub entirely for a bar or two, or let a reduced bass answer the break in a controlled way. Both can work. If you want the old-school jungle feel, dropping the sub out is usually the cleanest move. That creates space for the break to speak. Then when the bass comes back on the downbeat, it hits harder because the ear has been cleared out. If you want a darker roller or a more modern pressure build, keep a filtered bass or a short stab in there. That maintains tension without dominating the section. What to listen for? When you play the switch up in mono, Does the low end still feel controlled? If the groove collapses in mono, the sub or stereo width is probably doing too much work. Next, an attention cue that points back to the grid. This is where a lot of switch-ups become really musical. Use an auto filter sweep on the break or on a noise layer. You can also automate a reverb, send on the last hit, throw in a delay on a snare fragment, or use a short white noise burst. A very useful move is a filter sweep from a few hundred hertz up into the top end over the final bar, then cutting it sharply on the downbeat. Why this works in DNB? The best switch-ups do not just happen. They aim. They tell the listener that the original groove is coming back, and that anticipation is what makes the return feel bigger. At this point, decide how rude you want the transition to be. You can do a clean DJ reset, where you leave a half bar or full bar of space, strip the bass, and let one snare fill or break stab lead back into the next section. Or you can do an aggressive drop disguise, where the break keeps rolling until the very last moment, then get slammed back into the main drums and bass with no apology. Both are valid. The cleaner one is more mix-friendly. The nastier one is more dramatic. The key is to choose based on the track's job. If this is a section DJs need to blend through, keep it readable. If this is a second drop or a rave moment, you can be more savage. Now check the whole thing against the full track context. This is where the quality test happens. Put the switch up right before the drop return and listen carefully. Does the kick still punch through when the groove comes back? Does the snare land where the ear expects it? Does the bass read entry feel intentional? Or does the switch up steal too much attention from the main event? If the return feels small, the switch up is probably too busy, too wide, or too long in the wrong places. Simplify the final bar. Shorten the tails. Reduce the break's low end. Make room for the downbeat. A powerful switch up is judged by the re-entry, not by how clever it sounds on its own. This is a good moment to print the section to audio once it's working. In Ableton, committing the switch up to audio gives you way more control over the timing. Then you can nudge a snare a few milliseconds early if it feels lazy, pull a ghost hit slightly late for more swing, or trim tails with fades if the section gets cloudy. That's also where you can build versions. Make one cleaner pass for DJ function and one rougher, nastier pass for heavier arrangement moments. That way you're not forced into one compromise edit that has to do everything. A few pro reminders while you work. Keep the core hit elements centered. Let width live in hats, ambience, and noise, not in the kick, snare, or sub. Check the edit at a lower monitoring level too. If the bar count still reads quietly, the rhythm is strong. If it only works loud, you may be leaning too much on texture instead of structure. And remember, don't keep iterating just because you can. If the return already feels bigger, stop. A good switch-up is about making the drop feel like an event. So here's the core idea to take away. A strong think-break switch-up in Ableton Live 12 is about phrase control. Build around a clear bar structure. Keep the break's character intact. Remove or simplify the low end. Use stock Ableton tools to shape, automate, and print the move. Then test it in full context. If it sounds countable, if it keeps its snare identity in mono, and if the return hits harder than the switch-up itself, you've got a proper jungle-compatible transition. For practice, build two versions of the same four-bar switch-up. Make one DJ clean and one nastier and more disrupted. Keep the sub mostly out, resolve both on the same downbeat, and make one version use more negative space than the other. Then /B them right before the drop return and ask yourself which one gives the track more story, more pressure, and a better sense of payoff. That's the move. Build the phrase, control the chaos, and let the return hit like it means something.